Hi, talk about zombie pages. Now that's pages on your website. It comes under five different categories. I'm going to talk about them a little bit. The pages that are not mobile friendly, that's right, they don't work on a mobile phone. Maybe you just need to do some recoding of your theme or your template if you're using WordPress, whatever, and then get it to be mobile ready. Okay, and there's a test for that in the Google Search Console. The pages that have low quality content, you can identify those because there's no traffic. Okay, nobody's going there. So you either need to fix the traffic, the content, or delete them. And maybe they're years old, you've had them for too long, and you just never got around to deleting them. I've learned that I've got some content on my own content under guyrcook.com that needs to get deleted because it's just too darn old, okay? And the pages that maybe aren't optimized for search engines or don't have enough optimization. Maybe you don't have the description or you don't have a unique title set up for it. There's a number of things in SEO that you can do to help that along. And they're going to get downgraded in search results if you don't fix them. So let's get busy, either delete them or fix them, okay? And then the orphan or annex pages is a type of Google search zombie page that's going to be, there's no links to it. It's in the sitemap, has been on your content at one time, but now because of deletions or whatever, there's nothing linking to it. So it's just a page that's sitting there, and that's not going to do you any good. So get that fixed, okay? And finally, in the GSC, Google Search Console, you're going to see the pages that are not indexed because they're 404 pages. They don't go anywhere. The link is broken, and that needs to get either put in a redirect or remove that from the sitemap so it doesn't come up as being something that you need to index. Now, there's a couple of steps in this W3 Lab post that I'm catalyzing that talk about how do you find zombie pages and Google Search Console. Remember how I nagged you all year last year about how you need to set up a Google Search Console and have a Google account, etc.? Well, this is a part of that. You can look at the performance tab and the indexing tab, and it'll show you the pages that have been indexed and the pages that aren't indexed, and it'll probably give you a reason why they're not indexed, okay? So, take a look at the rest of the show notes. You'll notice that I now have the link going to the playlist for the Guy R. Cook Report, and it's not identified by the year. I just said, you know, after 7 years of doing this, making a separate playlist for each year, nope, that's feeding the ego too much. So now I just got the Guy R. Cook Report, and that's the playlist, and that's where it's at. So take a look at that when you get a minute. Put a bookmark in for your browser, and subscribe if you got the time. We're also on the YouTube, and as well as Podbean, which is doing a great job for hosting the podcast. It's a wrap.